Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with the World Livestock Auctioneer Champion for 2009, Ty Thompson. We're back with Ty in just a moment.
I remember watching the eagle soar at 10 killer.
I remember roasting marshmallows over our campfire at Natural Falls.
I remember riding the dunes at Little Sahara.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember taking the RV to Red Rock Canyon.
I remember climbing to the top of Black Mesa.
I remember catching the biggest fish at Fort Cobb.
There's any number of ways to spend your time in an Oklahoma State Park, because from the pine forests of the southeast to the spectacular mesas of the Panhandle, from the lakes and forests of the northeast to the rugged mountains of the southwest, we've got over 70,000 acres of some of the most diverse terrain in the nation. And whether you stay in a lakeside lodge, secluded cabin, or campground, you'll find it's the perfect place to make memories of your own. For more information about Oklahoma State Parks, visit TravelOK.com.
I don't remember a better time ever.
For another day or so, he's the world champion livestock auctioneer, Ty Thompson. He's from Billings, Montana, originally from Wyoming, and he grew up wanting to be an auctioneer.
I tell you what got me hooked on more being an auctioneer was more not just being an auctioneer, but being a cattle auctioneer. I really enjoy the cattle business. And when I got out of high school, I went to college for a year and decided to come back and start working at the livestock auction. And I really enjoy the cattle business. And then as I moved into auctioneering, it just was a natural fit where I'd grown up around it and listened to it and kind of learned the ins and outs of it. And I kind of am lucky in the fact that I can do about any job at a stockyards. I've kind of went from the ground all the way to the top and back down a few times.
As the world champion, he's traveled the country over the last year, representing the livestock auction business and the Livestock Marketing Association.
Yeah, Livestock Marketing Association represents over 800 auction yards throughout the United States, which is well over two-thirds of the auction yards, and they in turn represent all people involved in the cattle industry. So not only are you the world champion auctioneer, but they're looking for someone that's a good spokesman for livestock markets, who in turn are a good spokesman for the cattle industry in general.
About the auction method of marketing cattle, Ty Thompson says he thinks it's going to be around for a long time.
I really do. I mean, it's been a mainstay for the last 100 years. You're not having to take one bid. You're taking the final bid of many bids. And I think whether you're a buyer or seller, you're comfortable with your transaction when you're done with it, and I don't see it going away. In fact, I see it increasing in the future.
I guess what is changing, though?
It is changing, and it's not only changing over the course of time, it's changing from year to year, and we have to stay on that. One big change would be with the internet coming involved. You have to change your structure, but you can also get a lot more people involved in the auction. And as we tweak that a little bit, that has came. We've also got video and internet auctions that have came into play. And they've really increased the numbers that we sell, not per se at the classic auction, but at a new style of auction. So we're still selling lots of cattle at auction, and it's still an awfully good way to market your product.
As for the Auctioneer Championship contest itself, Ty Thompson has a bit of advice for those that are in the competition this year, all 33 of them.
The main thing I always try to do is, A, be relaxed, and B, remember, this is a live sale, and you're selling cattle for people. This is their yearly income. So sure, we've got a contest going on, but also you need to remember, it's a regular auction, and we need to just do our best job.
Words from one of the best in the business, Ty Thompson, current World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.